لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي. وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي، وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي. لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي، لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام، لغتي كمنع الشاق دمع لا كلام. أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام، لغتي كمنع الشاق دمع لا كلام. لما دنوت حبوت في ذاك المقام، وبكيت معترفا بذنبا كالركام، كالركام. وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام، وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام، فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لن تضام، فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لن تضام. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي. وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي، وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي. لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي، لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنا في رحابك بيت ربي. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
الله أكبر،
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، My dear brother and sister in Islam, inshallah, we're going to talk about after Hajj and something came in my heart to start with this verse, inshallah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In Surah Yunus عليه السلام، الله سبحانه وتعالى يسأل: قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. And the verse before that الله سبحانه وتعالى said: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. The verse it say of the meaning of, O you people, have been came to you a wisdom from your Lord, and a cure of what you have in your chest, and a guidance and mercy to the believer. Say, with this, قل بفضل الله, with the generosity and the kindness of Allah and His mercy, we should be happy. This is better than what we accumulate. This is verse 57-58, Surah Yunus, alayhi salam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what more gift and a cure and a wisdom and guidance more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to visit His house? Subhanallah. What more? Imagine you go to the hospital for emergency, and after you came from the hospital, the doctor said, you have been cured. All your disease is gone. We cure you, but be careful. Because if you have exposed to bad environment again, you might have the disease so severe and you can be punished from it. Wonder what happened. We will leave the hostel, worry about the environment. We will leave the hostel, worry about where we're going, what we eating. We make sure what we eating, our diet, how we spend our time, which environment. Even if the doctor said, this particular country or area, the air is no good for you, we might go look and immigrate to another place where we can get better quality air. Why? We value the level of our health. If we think the physical health status is important to us, what about when we go to Hajj and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, you have been cured, I've been forgiving you, I wipe your sins out. Meaning, I should be in a state of alert. I should be worried where I'm going, what I'm saying, how I engage with my time. Just one moment, please. I will be careful how I engage with my time. I will be careful what I'm doing, with whom I spend my time. What I'm eating is halal or haram. What I'm watching is halal or haram. What I'm listening to is halal or haram. Meaning, I really be careful. This is the status of a believer after he came from Hajj. A state of awareness, a state of awakeness, a state of alert, is emergency, big emergency. Because after Hajj, our sins will be multiplied. is not like before Hajj. For this, my brother and sister in Islam, what we should do in reality? Now we listen. Let's do it in action. Forgive me. Sometimes I feel some feedback in the sound, and I have to try to correct it. You see, we try to correct and perfect different things in our life. This is what happened in Hajj. When we come back from Hajj, we should try to engage in the action and deed. Insha'Allah, it will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will help us to complete our journey toward Allah. Because the Hajj, you can take it for all of us as a beginning journey of a pure page in our life. And we go back and we mask our eyes of what happening in the past with the intention, oh Allah, do not allow us to go back to what we done. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Al-Hajj al-Mabrura laysa laha jaza illa al-Jannah. The accepted, because Mabrura meaning accepted, the accepted Hajj is no reward for it except paradise. And if we aim for Jannah, paradise, insha'Allah, we will try. What are we trying to do? Let's start with a journey of some action Allah love. My salah, I try to make it on time, in congregation, the maximum I can. And something very important, if I have a family and relative, mother, father, uncle, aunt, whatever, I start calling them, asking them to forgive me, try to get the pleasure of them, try to be kind and generous to them. If I have extra money, I try to be generous to the poor and needy. If I live in America or Australia or in Europe, I involve in da'wah. Sometimes today we misunderstand. If Allah allow you to give you the gift of da'wah, do it. If not, support those who are doing it. You will get equivalent reward or at least half reward, and you would be written as involved in da'wah. And this is what happened to the companion. Some of them fighting, some of them teaching, some of them making money and support the army and support for teaching. By this way, you work as a unity. This is what Allah wants from us. To when we see some good deed has been given and has been somebody involved in it, we try to support. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help each other in the door of good deed and the fear of Allah, and do not help each other in the mischief and the bad deed and bad action and oppression against each other. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when we come from Hajj, if you're still involved in some haram, some forbidden action, try to repent. If you have bad attitude toward your neighbors, Muslim or non-Muslim, try to ask him to forgive you. And try to show good manner and good conduct. If you are cheating at work or someplace, start doing it. If you have debts towards somebody, try to pay it. Or at least call them and let them know, I cannot make it now, but please forgive me. And set a format in case you die, somebody else will take care about your debts. My dear brother and sister in Islam, and if I have a bad relationship with my family or my mother or with my uncle or my father, I ask him to forgive me and I try to do good deed and show kindness and good manner and conduct. And if I'm a husband, I try to go to be good to my wife and my children. And if I'm a wife, I try to be a good wife and obedience to my husband and try to do more and try to please him and not sleep any night until I ask him, are you pleased with me? Are you happy with me? If something came from me, please forgive me. Why? Because after Hajj, we should be looking to the hereafter, not this life. Forgive me again. I'm going to stop for a second and think. We get the message after Hajj. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, after Hajj, we come with many intention. One intention of repent. One intention to do more. One intention to show gratitude to Allah. One intention to make sure, or we try hard not to be dirty again because we are clean now. And this takes a lot of struggle, a lot of trying. Because in a very weak report, but it has been reported in many books, it might be by the Prophet or some of the companion. When the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hajj al-mabrura, laysa laha jaza' illa al-jannah, the accepted hajj, it has nothing, no reward for it except paradise, jannah. A man get up and he asked, ya Rasulullah, wa ma birruha? What is the sign? How we know it is accepted? He replied, or Wallahu A'lam, Allah know best, it is reported by somebody else. We can take it as an advice. Leenu al-kalam wa tayyibu al-kalam. Leenu al-kalam aw tayyibu al-kalam وإطعام الطعام. To have good conduct and a good way of talking, and you feed the people and you feed the poor. One of the early scholars, he said, لين الكلام, meaning to be involved in dhikr. To your tongue always be in a state of dhikr of Allah, and you do not dirty your tongue by being in a state of something is not benefit to you or benefit to other. And being generous because you do not want to accumulate anymore. You do not worry about accumulating anymore. Why? You know you're going to die. And you prepare now for the grave. Isn't one a scholar or one of the tabi'in or one of the companion, he said, وَالزُّهْدُ فِي الدُّنْيَا والإقبال على الآخرة. And you feel unwanted of this life and your heart connected to the hereafter. Meaning, your all action toward how you get the pleasure of Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Hajj and the acceptance of Hajj, it has signs. I can tell you, Wallahu A'lam, Allah know best, it has signs. Because any good deed, it has signs. One of the major signs is you come back with different attitude. You come back with different manner. You come back with different vision. You come back with different quality. You come back and people will wonder who you are. People today looking at label, I'm Hajji, MashaAllah. He's Hajji 5 times, he's Hajji 15 times. But his action and his behavior is not changed. Something is really deep wrong. If we look to the companion, the ways we do Hajj, ah. Ya Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me light and give you light to what Allah wants from us after Hajj. During Hajj, you stand in Arafat and you listen to the sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the end, you heard, فَلْيُبَلِّغَ الشَّاهِدَ الْغَائِبِ. Those who are present convey the message to whom is not present. The companion understood the message and he went and invited towards the message. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. The message was clear, was small. What is the message? The message is Islam. The message of brotherhood and sisterhood. The message of spreading goodness in earth. The message of fearing Allah. The message of this life is very useless unless we use it to benefit us, to gain the mercy and the pleasure of Allah. To not commit mischief against each other. To go toward Allah. To believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for us is better than the whole earth and what it contains. To believe of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهَ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use you of the cause of guidance of one person better than the whole earth and what it contained. My dear brother and sister in Islam, meaning, if I'm a wife, not only obey my husband, not only take care about the household, but also make sure I act like a Muslim, I behave like a Muslim, I behave as a Muslim wife. I learn, I study what's the manner of a Muslim wife, what's the duty of a Muslim wife. Do not wait for your husband, because if you die, you will be questioned about you as a wife, not be questioned about you as a husband. And bring tranquility and love to the house. Bring the image and a habit and custom and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the house. Show your kids the right manner of the sunnah. Educate them. Make halakha with them daily. Invite your husband toward Allah. Encourage him to do good deed. Support him in what he's doing, if he's doing something good. And advise him and warn him if he's engaging in something forbidden or something bad or useless time. Such a role model. Be active with a sister in locality. Try to do something, because you are responsible like your husband exactly. Learn. Buy Islamic books. Search, seek, ask Allah for guidance and to steadfast. And if you are a husband, set the role model. Set the example. Teach your kids. Show them what's the fatherhood all about. Encourage them to leave this life with something beautiful. Encourage them and show them what's the duty of a Muslim family. Be active. Don't give them advice and you're not involved in it. It will be useless. Allah will not accept it. You have to act first, not talk. Set the role model by action, not by talk. Same thing for your sister. Go visit the family. Show them generosity. Experience with them a Hajj. Encourage them to do Hajj. Encourage them to prepare for Hajj. Encourage them to study about Hajj. To sit with the right people before Hajj. To get educated and be ready. To be patient for Allah. Not to look for which package. The most package is the package Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. The package of taqwa and fear of Allah. And be ready not to go back to what we did in the past. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us a role model for other good things. Because whoever starts some goodness and somebody imitate him, he will get the same reward until the day of judgment. It will not minus any one of them the reward. And if you be engaged in a bad action or a bad deed, and somebody take you as a role model and imitate it, you will be in trouble, because you get equivalent punishment of what he does and more until the day of judgment. This is, my brother and sister in Islam, the journey of after Hajj. A journey of searching, journey of cleaning, journey of keep the cleaning, Allah give it to us intact, and make sure we are in a state of cleanness. And we do not be happy with the amount of Hajj. It's not how many, because it's not a vacation. We have a lot of duty. One man came to a pious man of the Tabi'in and he asked him, I have 2,000 dirham. I'm ready to go to Hajj. What you advise me with? And this was the second or third Hajj in his life. He said, are you want to go for your pleasure or the pleasure of Allah? He said, no, I want to go for the pleasure of Allah. He said, okay. Go divide this money among a widow, a needy, a person in debts, person won't get married, person do work for Allah and he has a problem. Share this money with people has calamity, people who are sick and they cannot support themselves. Allah will be so happy than making 100 hajj. Because you enter happiness and you take care about the needing of a Muslim. And this is in the eye of Allah so valuable. The man said, but what's coming in my heart is still I want to go. He said, I figure it out. You collect the money from dirt and you want to spend it in your desire, not the pleasure of Allah. Because if you want to spend it in the pleasure of Allah, you will do what Allah loves most. What is meaning for us? Doesn't mean I cannot go back to Hajj, but look to the priority. If you feel your Hajj, the first one, is no good, I advise you, do it again. And then again, maybe Allah will forgive you. But in the meantime, between Hajj, we should be involved in the things and the action Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love most. And this we lack of it, all of us, my brother and sister in Islam. How many of us go in our locality and see who's sick, who is needy, and just enter the happiness in their family? Somebody have a calamity, have an accident, they lose a job, a widow, an orphan. Even in America, when you look, you will find a lot of things. And back home, relative, friend, relative to the parents, friend of the parents, neighbors. Engage. This is the reality of Hajj. Always call your brother and sister in Islam. Call your family. Call your neighbors. Ask. Inquire. Search, seek. You name it, you do it. Why? After Hajj, one of the signs of after Hajj, you'll be hungry of doing good deed. You will be hungry of doing good deed. The more hungry of doing good deed, the more, inshallah, your Hajj is accepted. We should be worried. We should not, every time we do good deed, we take it for granted. MashaAllah, we did it. We do not know. My dear brother and sister in Islam, journey is start begin. I believe today for us as a Muslim, we did not embrace Islam yet. And sometimes, journey of Hajj is a beginning of embracing Islam. This is why I advise you, and advise myself first, to start looking deep inside our heart. If I have envy, jealousy, backbiting, loving this life, loving material status, not trying to engage in good deed, all this, what I'm talking about, inshallah, we put it in action and we make dua to Allah. Put in our heart what benefit to us and what benefit to other. We start to worry about the signs of us after we die. What we leaving? We leave palaces, we leave houses, we leave cars, we leave a good remembering of us. People will say, oh, so and so, mashallah, he did this. May Allah forgive him. So and so did this, may Allah forgive him. So and so, he used to run after the orphan, may Allah forgive him. So and so, he used to do. And you keep trying. This trying is what Allah wants from us. Because actually today, I believe a lot of us, the journey of Hajj is a shocking experience. Because a lot of us, we're not ready for it. We never prepare for Hajj before Hajj. Please advise anyone going to Hajj, please prepare for Hajj. I make beautiful tapes about Hajj. Please ask for it. I'm not selling any tapes. Wallahi, I'm not selling any tape. It's for Allah. It's just I want to make sure you know what you're doing before it's too late. By this way, please engage in the advising of others. What they should prepare for Hajj. They should prepare the status of the heart. They prepare whom is the company having good people to go with them. Helping ourselves by reading and involving in good deed. To care about what we have to do. It's a lot of preparation before Hajj and a lot of work after Hajj. And this is what we're trying to aim in here for after Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our word and make it sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Building sincerity, my brother, building patience, building quality, calling Allah. Remember Allah day and night. Remember our sins and ask Allah to open our heart to not go back to what we done. This is the journey of after Hajj. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's a journey of paradise, a journey of the pleasure of Allah, a journey to reach the mercy of Allah, a journey of leaving signs after we die, a journey of preparing of the final journey after death. The farming land. How much we farming in this land? What we leaving? We leaving weeds or we leaving flower? Or we leaving fruits? How many people we invite them toward Islam? How many people look at us and said, I like to be like you for my good manner and good behavior? How many of my neighbors and people I'm associated with, they love Islam and they love Muslim because my manner and my good conduct. All this, my brother and sister in Islam, we have to keep it in consideration. We have to believe. We're not here to have fun. This is not the land of fun. We saw what going on in Hajj. We should not take it slightly. And we have to go and back and remember what is the wisdom of this journey? How much I gain wisdom of this journey? How much this life is very limited? And the hereafter is very important. How much important to look forward to what I prepare in my grave. You're going to the airport of Hajj with 1-2 luggage, and you're coming with a lot of luggage. Do you know when you're leaving this life and going to the grave, you're going to go with a lot of luggage? Yes, we're going to carry a lot of luggage. And each one of us, we packing our own luggage daily. We the one we back it, nobody back it for us. And in the time of death, the angel of questioning in the grave, they will open our luggage. And they will question us about every action in our luggage. And the immigration and custom angels of Allah, they will put us responsible about what inside our luggage. And the journey of question will happen. If we have things belong to Allah, angel of mercy will be with us and they will treat us nicely, and the grave will open and will become a part of paradise. And if, وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, may Allah forgive us and save us from that, they open our luggage and they find out what inside is against what Allah command us with, the tutor angel will be present and the grave will be a piece of hellfire and will be tutor until the day of judgment. May Allah save us. Do we believe in that? Are we really believe we're going to die? Are we really think about death? Are we really think about Hayatul Barzakh, life after death, the period of waiting? Are we believing of we're going to stand in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will be judged about every action we do? If we value all that, we'll make sure what we're doing after Hajj. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is limited. Maybe I have one day, maybe I have 1 hour, maybe I have 1 moment. Allah knows how much left in my future. If I believe the future in the hand of Allah and the angel of death can come knocking in my door any moment, I should be involved in something Allah will love and Allah will be pleased with. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is the journey of Hajj and the journey of after Hajj. We did Hajj to gain the pleasure of Allah and wipe our bad deed and open a new page, a white page. Don't dirty it. Make sure what you write in your page. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us the right understanding and make us steadfast of what is the message after Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give light to what I'm saying and give barakah to what I'm saying. And inshaAllah, it will be a continue. InshaAllah. جزاكم الله كل خير. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Are you doing exercise in the front of TV? Are you really exercising your muscles? Are you having fun? Tell me one place in Quran and Sunnah tell you sit and have fun and watch women and watching everybody else and worry about who's gaining, who's losing. Even if we play something, we should play without numbers. See, you really want to play as a Muslim? Any game? Don't call it a game, number one. Play for the intention to build your body. And do not put numbers. Because once you put number, you become like Jahili. You worry about number, who win, who lose. And you get upset. Some people will get happy, some people will get sad. For what purpose? What you accomplish? Beating your own brother? Gaining what? And losing what? Today, I do not know any Muslim family do not know who's the most famous player in America, in each team. And if you ask anybody who is a companion of Rasulullah, you will not know. I find even Muslim collecting the card and doing this and doing that. What's the difference? If my habit is Americanized, if my way of living is Americanized, and my thinking and my thought is Americanized, but I pray, I make fasting, I Hajj, is this Islam? I said no. You did the ritual, but you're not a Muslim. Because a Muslim who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is nowhere in Quran and Sunnah submitting, it should be part-time. Submitting is full-time. Yes, a Muslim can commit sins. A Muslim can get weak. But a Muslim cannot be in a state of sins. A Muslim should not be in a state of weakness all the time. it should be up and down. We are a human being. We are weak. Yes, we have to make mistakes. We have to. We have to commit sins. We have to. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said of the meaning of all mankind is written to them how much sins they will do. But the main thing is not to be in the same state all the time. A Muslim at least in a state of fear, a state of love, keep crying, think about Allah. Oh Allah, give me repent. Today, people coming from Hajj like, I did it. Did what? It's not a football match. Once they make the off, it's finished. Now they can do whatever they want. Now they start fighting. If you lose one luggage or one bag, wow, big things. Think about it for a moment. You lost one bag and you commit how many sins? Take the same scenario, put it in front of the judge. Who's the judge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he tell you, you are in my journey. You are in my time. You tell me, labbaika. You tell me I'm coming toward you. You tell me I belong to you. I take one bag from you. Why you do not say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Why you keep doing mischief and causing all kind of trouble and you lost my relationship? Which one is more value in your eye? Your bag or my relationship with me and respect me and fear me and love me? I find out people who lose bag or lose a passport or losing money is not an accident. It's not an accident. I met a man, he went to the last tawaf, the tawaf al-wada', the one he said before he leave Mecca. And all of a sudden, with the will of Allah, he go, mashallah, he changed his clothes, very eloquent, mashallah, perfume, he go make tawaf, he come back clean. Some thief clean him up. All his paper, all his money is gone. Now he coming completely different person. Completely different manner. His face is red, cursing everybody, he start blaming everybody. It's a trial. Paper you can get back in days or weeks. Money Allah give you. But imagine you lost your Hajj. But people do not look at it this way. People think, once I did my Hajj, or my Tawaf and Jamarat and this and that, the ritual, I did my Hajj. And they forget until you come back home, you're still in Hajj. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we have to stop and ask ourselves, number one, is really I'm honest to Allah? Is really I'm honest to myself? Is really I'm sincere to Allah? Is really I'm sincere to myself? Or I'm a liar? And if I'm honest, what I'm doing? And for whom I'm doing? Because if I'm sincere to Allah, and have little bit of submission to Allah, I will ask myself before I do any action. I remember one day I was in a bus and people was causing a lot of problem, and I started giving them a hadith and ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah, and the person started taking every hadith I say and he make a joke about it. A joke, and people laughing. And we are going into Arafah. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, please, whoever hears this tape, if you did Hajj, I ask you to do Hajj again. And if you didn't do Hajj, please, study very well, but not the ritual of Hajj, how to be a Muslim. How to be a Muslim before Hajj, how to be a Muslim during Hajj, and how to be a Muslim after Hajj. And don't forget, please, Islam meaning submission. And never in Quran or in Sunnah, submission meaning part-time. No, submission is all the time until we die. We have to make a revolution inside ourselves. We have to turn around. One day I asked one person, how you be sincere? He said, I try. I said, you cannot. How you be sincere? Anybody know? How you can gain sincerity? Anybody know? How you gain sincerity? Come on, I want to answer. Mariam, how you gain sincerity? How you gain sincerity? I want some answer. How you gain sincerity? How you gain sincerity? How you gain anything?
Only if Allah give it to you.
If Allah give it to you. Why Allah will give it to you?
If you are submissive to Allah.
What do you mean?
If you believe and put all your trust in Allah.
Yes.
And you obey.
And obey Him. What else? Something very important. Intention. What else? Same. I want something specific. When you have a calamity, what do you do?
Patience.
When you have a need, what do you do?
You beg Allah.
You beg Allah. What do you do? You ask Allah. You ask Him for what? For your need. You ask Him for sincerity?
No.
Why Allah will give us sincerity if we do not ask for it? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you according to your desire, according to your need. Now, to gain sincerity, you have to have sincere desire. How you have sincere desire of sincerity? Who tell me that? Again, I'm going to help you out. When you have a need, what do?
You beg Allah.
How many times? All the time. Because you have a need. Right? Okay. By this way, if you really need sincerity, what are you going to do? Beg Allah. How many times?
Oh.
A lot. Do you know what this meaning? Sincerity. They call it sincerity of the talab. Ikhlas of talab. Ikhlas of talab meaning sincerity of calling. How you have sincerity of calling? When you do not miss. Meaning ever pray, every day, every action. What you're calling? You're calling Allah for the same thing. Now you have ikhlas. Ikhlas in what? Talab. Want. Desire. Once you have that, Allah will start give you according to how much you call Him for. Any quality you want from Allah, according to how much you call Allah for it, Allah will give you. After that, Allah will test you. After that, Allah will make you struggle for it. If you be patient and again sincere and keep looking for it and want it, Allah will give it to you. After He check you out and see you're really sincere in talab, sincere in want, meaning you have the desire. Day and night you want it. Today, day and night, we call Allah for everything else except the quality. This is why we do not have the quality. Even the speaker. I always ask myself, I ask Allah for sincerity. I try to remind myself. I try to remind myself in the time of Adhan, after Adhan, before Salah, during Salah, after Salah. All the time you try to ask, oh Allah, give me ikhlas. Allahumma arzuqna al-ikhlas fi sirri wal alaniyya. Oh Allah, give us sincerity in the seen and unseen. By this way, how you gain the quality from Allah? By calling Allah by His attribute, and you keep calling. Keep calling. The more you call, the more Allah knows you are sincere in talab, sincere in asking. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, is not how much we talk, is how much we listen, is not how much we looking for, is how much we sincere about what we're looking for. The message is clear, Quran has the message. Where the heart is ready to hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot comprehend, call Allah. If you cannot understand, call Allah. If you really want Allah, call Allah. If you have any desire, call Allah. If you have any need, call Allah. But the Muslim, the real Muslim, his main desire, how to be a Muslim. How to be a Muslim. Today I ask myself and all of you inshallah, ask yourself how I can be a Muslim. How I can be a Muslim full time, not a part time. How I can be a Muslim in my life, not a Muslim of worship. How I can be a Muslim just, you know, for a few moments here and there. No, a Muslim all the time. This we have to stop at and think about it. What kind of Hajj, if I go repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back and my everything is the same? Is no Hajj. Is no Hajj. I did the ritual. But is a sign of acceptance after Hajj. Sign of acceptance is your tongue all the time is wet with the remember of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart is all content with what Allah give you. Is all your manner according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is your house according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your thought, your desire, how to spread Islam all over. How to live as a Muslim and spread Islam all over. This is Hajj. Each one please ask me yourself. And I ask myself first, where am I from all this? Where am I not in a talking? Now, where am I in action? If people go Hajj and come back in the same way, still in haram business, in haram life, in a bad manner, in a bad environment, what left? What benefit? By this way, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me tawfiq and give you tawfiq to put in our heart the fear of Allah, to put in our heart the love of Allah, to give us the vision before it's too late, to give us the reality before it's too late, to remember the real bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what Allah promised, the real bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah be pleased with us, the real bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who make us a human being, who make us a Muslim, who give us a tawfiq to be in where we are now. And may Allah ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us istiqama and steadfast to what we have and increase our faith, increase our duty, increase our everything. Because without tawfiq and ability from Allah, we cannot do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort purely and sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أَنَبْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I want to add something about after Hajj. The early people, the early follower of the companion, they used to say, the sign of the acceptance of good deed is three. And let me share it with you. What do you say? Do you say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love a servant, He will give him tawfiq, ability of three. This three is دخول أعمال البر عليك من غير قصد لها وصرف المعاصي عنك مع الطلب لها وفتح باب اللجأ والافتقار إلى الله عز وجل في الشدة والرخاء. ومن علامات الخذلان وعدم قبول العمل, and one of the signs of the not acceptance of the good deed is three. تعسر الخيرات عليك مع الطلب لها وتيسر المعاصي لك مع الرهبة منها وغلق باب اللجأ والافتقار إلى الله عز وجل. What does it mean? It means is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept a good deed, especially like Hajj, you come back with three signs of the acceptance of good deed. Wallahu a'lam. Allah knows best. It's just I'm trying to help myself and helping you and show you something, it might benefit me and benefit you inshallah. The signs of acceptance of good deed is three. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will open the door of good deed toward you without looking for it. Meaning, He will help you to do good deed. He will open the door of many, many ways of doing good deed to you with a small effort from you. This number one. Number two, and He will get you away from the bad environment and sins, even if you look for it. Meaning He help you, He protect you. And number three, He will make you have strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ease and hardship. Meaning, you always will return toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time you have a need. And even if you have an easy life, you still go toward Allah and you return it to Allah. And if you have a calamity or hardship, you will return it to Allah and you seek guidance and support and help and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is a sign of the acceptance of good deed. The sign of rejection or is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepting you is three. The close of the good deed toward you. Meaning every time you try to do good deed, it will be closed. You cannot be able to do. Even if you try to search for it. Second, He will make it easy to commit sins. Meaning you try to get away from sins and you will fail or fall into the traps of the devil and shaitan. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not supporting you and is not protecting you. And the third is you will not return to Allah in the ease and difficulty. This three signs of the signs of not acceptance of good deed. Now, this meaning, if I'm really did Hajj, I have to ask myself, where am I? After Hajj, is Allah open good deed for toward me? Is Allah prevent me from doing bad deed? Is my worship and my remembering of Allah is increasing? Is my presence in good environment increasing, like masajid and a time of people gathering for good deed and learning? Is me really have faith and my yaqeen and tawakkul ala Allah is increasing, I do not hurry, or I'm not worried, and I'm not fear, and I'm not insecure about the future and destiny and provision, if my faith is increasing, my yaqeen and tawakkul is increasing, meaning I'm closer insha'Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, something else very important as a sign of acceptance of good deed, and a lot of people might forget this particular important point. Look to your bad habits and manner, it will be decreased, and the good manner will increase. You will find people start loving you before they did not love you. You will find people, good people, I'm not talking about hypocrite and disbeliever, I'm talking about good believer, good people, good, very nice, humble, inshallah, good people, will try to get closer to you. If this is the case, and you are attached to them, and you like their companion, and sharing their time with them, is a good sign. If you're going back to the same bad time, and bad environment, and bad people, with bad manner, and bad conduct, even if you call themselves Muslim, something wrong with you. Unless you go with the intention of invite them toward Allah with kindness and generosity and patience. But doesn't mean you will act like them or participate with them. By this way, I have to ask myself, is my manner increasing? Is my good behavior increasing? Is my good conduct with others, especially with my family, increasing? And if my bad habit and my bad manner and bad conduct and my character, which it has very bad things, is decreasing, very important. Is me try to look for my fault, not in the fault of others, and recognize my fault and start working against my desire and my fault? All these questions I have to answer, and I have to try hard. All this a sign of the acceptance of good deed, especially Hajj. Is me not running after material status anymore? Is me looking for the right companion and the right role model? Is me looking for good books and good material to study about Islam more? Very important. Is me crying and asking Allah, Allah, help me out? Is me thinking about do Hajj again with different perspective and different understanding? Because actually today, if I did Hajj, I should come back with the intention I do Hajj again with better quality and better manner toward Allah and toward Muslim, with better yaqeen and faith and status of the heart, with preparing my life to have a steadfast istiqamah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is some of the signs, a sign I was wanted to share with you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in my word and your ears and your heart, and listen to them and think very clearly and very sincerely to do Hajj again, because our Hajj need Hajj, our talbiyah need talbiyah, Our tawaf need tawaf. Our status of zuhar need a lot of work. And please, call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attach your heart to Allah. Try hard to connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And get away from the bad environment and bad people, even if they are a Muslim or call themselves Muslim. Look for those who can be a role model to you, who help you to stand up and be in your feet toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient with your family. Change environment. Try to set the role model. Try to decrease your bad habit and conduct and manner. Try to increase the working to gain good manner by reading a book like Riyadus Salihin and study the manner of the Prophet and all the advice in different time. Because without the advice of the Prophet, you cannot get manner. And call Allah with His name and attribute. All this, inshallah, will help me and help you. And remember, when we come back from Hajj, our prayer should be enhanced. The timing of the prayer should be enhanced, meaning we try on time. Good deed we try. We try to share. We try to feel responsible. Because maybe we die and we're not going to have another chance for repent. Because Hajj is a major repent between us and Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a final life with the pleasure of Allah, in a status of obedience to Allah, when He will be pleased with me. And I go inshallah to His mercy. O Allah, give us a last ending with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqeenan wa da'watan wa tablighan wa istiqamatan alayha ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, give us a good ending with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, no one worthy of worship except Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. Truthfully, sincerely, with doing, steadfast, and inviting toward it by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in my heart and put in your heart what benefit to us in this life and hereafter. And inshallah, I'm going to share with you this small song. I like it very much about Hajj. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة نشوى تلبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة نشوى تلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي أنا في رحابك بيت لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام لغتي كمن عشاق دمع لا كلام أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام لغتي كمن عشاق دمع لا كلام لما دنوت حبوت إلى ذاك المقام أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام لغتي كما العشاق دمع لا كلام لما دنوت حبوت إلى ذاك المقام وبكيت معترفا بذنبا كالركام كالركام وبكيت معترفا بذنبا كالركام كالركام وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام فسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لن تضام لن تضام أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة نشوى تلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق أغتصب هذا دقات قلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us make talbiyah with our heart, not with our tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to visit His own house purely to Him, with the acceptance of Him, insha'Allah. O Allah, accept our effort purely to You, Ya Allah, and give us sincerity in the seen and the unseen, and allow us to be a real servant of You, a real slave of You, with Your will and Your strength and Your power and Your tawfiq and Your light and Your guidance and Your generosity and Your mercy, Ya Allah, because without it we cannot go anywhere. O Allah, shower us with the tranquility and peace and sincerity, Ya Allah, in this life, and make us die as a Muslim and be inside the grave as a Muslim and resurrected as a Muslim, and turn us to your due, Ya Allah, purely to you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.